Hello there, this is Pastor Ransom, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. Do you want to grow spiritually and increase in your knowledge of God's word? Are you yearning for more of God and His presence in your life? Do you want to know the Holy Spirit, His voice and be led by Him? Do you want to discover, develop and demonstrate God's purpose, plans and callings in your life? Or maybe you feel depressed, frustrated, disappointed, or stagnant, and you want sincere answers to the numerous questions in your heart. One word from God will change your life forever.
One word from God will change your life forever.
Do you know that you can get inspiring, motivating, and revelatory messages that will change your life forever on Charis Tribe YouTube channel? Do you want to grow spiritually? Do you want to build up your faith? Do you want to scale up your prayer life? Do you want to know God's plan and purposes for your life? Then rush to Charis Tribe YouTube channel right now. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the notification button. One word from God will change your life forever.
And by the way, we welcome our online audience. Glory to God. Put your hands together for Him. Thank you for joining us at Charis Tribe Global Church. If you are in town, kindly drop by and say hi to us, and we will surely make you feel at home. But for now, let's go to God's word, praise the Lord, and receive the reward of the prophet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I was sharing on what the Lord laid in my heart, titled Faith, Faith for Finances. Faith for Finances. Faith for Finances. Some years ago, the Lord taught me how to use my faith, how to place my faith, how to put my faith to work for finances. And the Lord said to me that I can actually get my desires. I can actually get my prayers answered. I can actually get what I want, especially when my desires are in line, when they line up with the Word of God. And all it takes is to put my faith to work and trust God for a financial supply. You see, many of God's children, what they use their faith for is, okay, they got saved by faith. So they feel that, okay, all they need their faith for is to get saved. Or maybe, okay, they use their faith to get healing. So they narrow the use of their faith to just salvation and healing. But also, your faith can be used for something more than getting saved and getting healed. And you see, sometimes when it comes to provision and believing God for financial supply, people get stuck. And if you can get saved by this precious faith that God gave unto you as salvation, if you can get saved by this precious faith, get healed by this precious faith, the same faith that God you saved, the God you healed, also can get you blessed, can God be prosperous. Are you hearing me? The same faith that you use to obtain and access salvation can be used to get healing and also can be used to get total well-being. Glory to God. So God is not poverty stricken. God is not a small-minded man. He's not a small-minded being. God is not a poverty-stricken God. And when He gives birth to children, He does not want His children to be also poverty-stricken. Like I always said, that God is mighty. God is mighty. He takes mighty steps, and He gets mighty results. So what do you expect of His children? If God is mighty, He takes mighty steps, and He achieves mighty results. So what do you expect of His children? That means His children that came out of Him also will be mighty as well. Then they are meant to do mighty stuff and they will get mighty results. Glory to God. And so, as a child of God, I'm born to be mighty. Glory to God. I'm born to take mighty steps. I'm born to get mighty results. Glory to God. I mean, the world belongs to us. Glory to God. The world belongs to us. Even though this world is not our home. Our home is not this world. But while we are in this world, the world belongs to us. And so you have to enlarge your capacity, enlarge your heart, to see beyond the circumference of where you live. the location of your environment. You have to see beyond that, because God wants more. There's more in God. There's more that God has in store for you. That God, there's more in God. There's more that God has in plan for you. And so you can actually go to the as far as the mind can perceive and can contain. You can actually go and live and experience as far as you can actually contain in your mind. So there's more in God. There's more in God. You can go deeper, you can go higher, you can go broader. How wide, how far, how long do you want to get? Praise God. I believe that God's will for me is to be prosperous. I believe that God's will for me is not to be broke, poverty stricken, and living from mount to mountain, running from pillar to pole, running head skater to make ends meet. Running everywhere to make ends meet. No, I believe that God's desire for me is to be financially independent, financially free, and financially strong. Glory to God. And I believe that. And that's the reason for this Bible study tonight, to use your faith for finances. Glory to God. To place your faith in God. And use your faith to believe God for financial supply. Are you still here? Come on, if you're here, say, I am here. If you can hear me, say, I hear you, Pastor. Come on, if you can hear me, say, I hear you, Pastor. Glory to God. So, and see, God does not just want you to meet your needs, just one need. He doesn't just want to meet your need, just one need, one particular need. Maybe you want to get your house rent paid, you want to pay a bill or get a car. He doesn't just want you to meet a particular need. He doesn't just want to rather meet a particular need. God wants to take you from meeting your need to having surplus. Are you hearing me? God doesn't just want you to have a need, a particular need met. Are you with me? God doesn't just want to supply your need. He wants to take you from meeting your needs to giving you surplus. He wants to take you from not enough to enough and to living in the realm of more than enough. And that's God's plan for you. That's God's desire for me. Glory to God. And I believe so strongly that you can be financially blessed. You can be materially blessed. Woo! Glory to God. I said, I believe so strongly that you can be financially blessed. You can be materially blessed. You can have the good things of this life. You can enjoy the best things of this life. You can live in luxury. And, you know, see that? There's a difference between luxury and extravagance. I do not believe in extravagance. I do not believe in being lavish or being... No, I believe in being lavish. Yes, it's good to be lavish. But I do not believe in being scoundrels. You squander things and you waste things. I do not believe in wastage. I believe in luxury. I believe in being lavish in the good things of this life. And I believe that you can be financially blessed. I believe that God can meet your needs and take you from just meeting your need to giving you surplus. God can take you from just meeting your need to giving you surplus. Glory to God. Say, God, say, I believe. Come on. Say, I believe that God can take me from meeting my need to giving me surplus. Say, I believe that God can take me from meeting my need to giving me surplus. Glory to God. And that's living from supply to surplus. Not just having your needs supplied, but also moving from supply to surplus. You can be financially blessed. I believe that you can be materially blessed. I believe that you can have surplus. You can live in luxury. I believe that it's God's pleasure, it's God's desire that his children prosper, that his children are blessed materially and financially. I believe that. And if you believe that, say with me, say, I believe also. I believe also. And see, all this reality begins with right believing. This reality of being blessed. This reality of being blessed begins with right believing. Because what you believe right is what you live right. If you believe right, you will live right. It begins with right believing. If you believe right, you're going to live right. And if you have a wrong mindset, if you believe wrong, you will live wrong as well. So I believe that I can live financially blessed. I can live and dwell materially blessed because it's God's desire for me to be blessed. Glory to God. Matthew 21, verse 22, the Bible says, all things whatsoever ye desire, all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Do you hear what the Bible says? All things whatsoever You shall ask in prayer. Believing, you shall receive them. So there's no limit to how far you can believe God for anything. It depends on how much your heart can contain. Let me say it again. It does not matter how much. The extent of receiving from God has no limitation. There's no limit to the extent of how much you can receive from God. But it depends on how much your heart can contain. I say it again. There's no limit to the extent of how much you can receive from God. But it all depends on how much your heart can contain. Glory to God. So the Bible says, all things, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believing, you shall receive them. So I believe that if I desire something good, and especially in line, in the confine of the Word of God, God's going to give it to me. Good time. I'm going to get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Glory to God. So faith is the same in every realm. The faith that got you saved is the same faith that gets you healed, that gets you restored, that gets you redeemed, that gets you delivered. And also, don't use your faith for salvation only. Are you with me? Don't use your faith as far as salvation and healing and the baptism of the Holy Ghost is concerned. You can also use your faith to have your needs met. Glory to God. Don't get stuck when it comes to God's provision. You can release your faith for abundance. Glory to God. You can release your faith for abundance. Praise God. And it's biblical. I will show you several places in the scripture where God meets needs, where it's God's desire and pleasure to have our needs met. Praise God. Mark 9, verse 23. Mark chapter 9. The Gospel of Mark 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Do you hear what the Bible says? If you will just believe, glory to God, glory to God. If you will just believe, if you will just believe, if you will just believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I told you, there's no limit to the extent of how much you can receive from God. It all depends on what your heart can contain. Many of you, what you need is not God opened the door for you. What you need is heart enlargement. Some of you, what you need is not favor, because there are favor surrounding you. But your heart cannot contain, cannot see what God is placing ahead of you, placing in front of you, rather. Are you hearing me? So, many of you need expansion of capacity. Mindset must be renewed. Heart must be enlarged. Because there's no limit to the extent of what God can give to you. But there's a limit to what your heart can contain. So I believe that I can be materially blessed. Glory to God. I believe that I can be financially blessed. Glory to God. And I, every day I position myself, glory to God, to receive and be a recipient of God's blessing for my life. I don't want to wake up one day after 50, 60, 70 years old and find out that I did not live God's best for my life. No. I don't want to wake up one day. I don't want to wake up one day, 60, 70, 50, 60, 70 years old and find out that I did not live the full life that God intended for me to live. I want to live God's best for my life. Financially, physically, psychologically, spiritually, materially, maritally, career-wise, glory to God, health-wise, ministry-wise, praise God, marriage-wise. And all things that concerns me, I want to live God's best. No stone unturned. Praise God. Nothing missing in my life. Nothing broken. Glory to God. I don't want to wake up one day and find out that, oh, I wish I'd known this. I wish I'd found out this. I wish I'd, no. He says to you, choose you this day, blessed and cursing, prosperity or poverty, sickness or divine health. So I choose what's best for me. God is not poverty stricken, so his children should not be poverty stricken. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. God is sound, healthy, whole. No part of God is feeble. No part of God is weak. No part of God is sick. So no part of me should be weak, feeble, sick, broke, or stricken by any disease or poverty. Glory to God. So I'm going to believe God's best for me, and I'm going to live that best every day, every second, every minute, every hour. Glory to God. Are you following along? So he says, Jesus said to you, say, all things are possible to him that believe. All things are possible to him that believe. All things are possible to him that believe. So faith works, especially when your heart can contain all of God's blessing that God has planned and has kept in store for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Three things to know from God's word about your finances. Now let's climb the ladder a little bit higher now. Glory to God. Are you with me? Come on, if you are with me, just drop in live chat right now. Drop in live chat right now. I want to see the comment section. Come on. Drop it in live chat right now. Let me have it in the comment section. Let me know if you are with me. Glory to God. Let me know. Let me know if you are with me. Drop it right in that live chat. Say, Pastor, I'm with you and I'm hearing you. And also drop what you're learning so far. Drop what you are receiving so far. Glory to God. I want the live chat and the comment section buzzing right now. Glory to God. Thank you. Drop it right now. Drop it now. So now let's climb a ladder higher right now in this teaching. Three things to know from the Word of God about your finances. Three things to know from God's word about God wanting you to be prosperous, being blessed materially. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Number one thing to know about your finances from the word of God. That, number one, God is interested in my finances. God is interested in my prosperity. Woo! Are you here? God is interested in my finances. God is interested in my prosperity. Psalm 35, verse 27. From the word of God now. I want to show you from the word of God. I said three things to know. From God's word, not from my head. Now, I want to, because I want you to settle this in your mind. That right in the word of God, you can prosper. And that God wants you to prosper. Yeah. Financially, materially. I want to show you from God's word. 35 verse 27. Book of Psalm, 35 verse 27. Let them shout for joy. King James Version. Let them shout for joy and be glad. That favor of my righteous cause. Yeah. Let them say continually. Let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Okay, now how do you want to explain this verse of the scripture? How well do you want to explain it? It's self-explanatory. God has pleasure in the prosperity of the servant. That means God is happy when you're happy. God is happy when you do well. God is happy when you advance. Glory to God. God is happy when you expand, when you're blessed. I mean, will God be sad or be timid, or will God not like it when you're prosperous? I mean, the monarch of the universe, the owner of the heaven and earth. I mean, think about the, oh, glory to God. I can't even go there. So God is interested, and God has pleasure when you prosper. God is happy when you prosper. God is happy. Say with me, say, God is happy when I prosper. Say now, say, God is happy when I prosper. Come on. Say, God is happy when I prosper. I want you to say it loud with all the things you've got in you. Say, God is happy when I have money. Say, God is happy when I'm richly blessed, materially and financially. God is happy. Because see, prosperity in the hands of a believer, I mean a mature believer, is to promote the gospel. If I'm wealthy and you are wealthy, if I'm richly blessed and you're richly blessed, we will push the gospel together. I mean, I shared with you the other day how the man of God, Kenneth Copeland, gave evangelist Reinhard Bonnke in the 1980s, $1 million to secure a miracle tent in Africa. For his crusade, he gave it out, $1 million in the 1980s. So if I'm blessed financially, if I'm rich financially, if you are wealthy and I'm wealthy, we'll push the kingdom of God. The Bible says, by prosperity shall my kingdom be established. And don't let anybody tell you or fool you that money does not matter. Money matters. God's word. The gospel will be published and will be spread by prosperity. God delights in the prosperity. The Bible says, I didn't write this. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Say, God has pleasure in my prosperity. 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 Come on. Say it until it sinks into every vein, every ventricle, every part of your body. Hallelujah. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Say, God is happy when I'm prosperous. Come on. Say, God is happy when I do well. God delights in the prosperity of his servant. Ransom. Oh, yeah. God is happy when you make money, when you are rich, because money in my hand, hell is in trouble. Money in my hand, oh glory to God, the kingdom of darkness will suffer. Because we're going to push back the hands of the enemy and promote content, the gospel of Jesus Christ on every man's world. We'll spread the gospel into every man's world. God has pleasure. Let me read for you the NIV version of that same chapter, 35 verse 27, book of Psalm. May those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. Did you hear what the Bible says? NIV version. May they always say, the Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servant. Oh, so he uses the word well-being for prosperity. So God wants you well, healthy, prosperous, materially blessed. Oh, yeah. Let it be settled in you now that you must prosper, because God wants it for you. He has pleasure in it for you. He wants you prosperous. Shout amen, somebody. Woo! Glory to God. I'm prosperous because God wants me prosperous. Glory to God. Woo! Woo! Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. God delights in my prosperity and nothing can hinder me. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God delight in my prosperity. Hallelujah. I told you. There's no limit to how much you can receive from God. There's no limit, glory to God, to how much you can receive from God. There's no limit to how much you can get from God. But you know what? There's a limit to how much your heart can contain. So expand your capacity. Allow your heart to receive. Because wealth, prosperity in the hand of a spiritually mature believer is for the kingdom's advancement. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So God delights in my prosperity. God is happy when I'm happy. God delights when I prosper and when I make progress. There's nothing in the scripture that suggests poverty, sickness, hardship for the child of God. God's will for me is freedom from sin, freedom from sickness, freedom from poverty, dominion over sin, glory to God, dominion over sickness, and dominion over poverty. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm free financially. Say, I will never be broke another day in my life. I will never be broke another day in my life because God delights my prosperity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. I said glory. Say glory to God. God delights in my prosperity. God delights in my prosperity. He wants me to have good prosperity. Hallelujah. And number two thing to know from the word of God about your finances is that God is glorified when you prosper. Now, one thing is that God is interested that you prosper, but God gets the glory out of your prosperity. God gets the glory when you prosper. God gets the honor when you do well. Let me show you the Bible. John 15, verse 5. Jesus speaking here. Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Jesus, hey, speaking here. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruits. Much fruits. What does much fruit signify? It means plenty, abundance, surplus. So when you abide in Jesus, and his word abide in Jesus, says what? You bring forth much fruit. Much fruit connotes and signifies what? Abundance, prosperity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Hallelujah. It is God's will that you should bear fruits. Verse 7. Hear what the Bible says again. Verse 7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. If ye abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, what I will, what I desire. We ask from God what I desire. And you know what? Our desire is always in line with the word of God, because the word of God is God's will. So my will is God's will. Let me say it again. My will always be in tandem with the word of God, because God's word is God's will. So my will can't go out of God's will. My will is God's will. God's will is my will. So when I'm asking God for material blessing, he knows what I will use the material blessing for. It's for the advancement of his gospel, to bear much fruit. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you abide in me, John 15 verse 7, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Done unto you. You shall be done unto you. It shall be done unto you. So God is willing to do. He's willing to do. He's willing to do. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. Verse 8, the last verse. John 15 verse 8. Hear this now. Hear this now. I'm going to read it very quietly and slowly. Herein is my Father glorified. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. So I am the fruit-bearing part of Jesus. I am the fruit-bearing part of God. God is glorified when I bear fruits. Are you hearing that? Are you hearing that? Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't be fooled by any doctrine, by any tale or fable. God is glorified when you prosper. He said, herein, God, my Father, is glorified when you bear more fruits. Say, I'm the fruit-bearing part of God. Oh, Karo Shalama. Jesus, Rahash Shalama. Say, I'm the fruit-bearing part of God. Say, I'm the fruit-bearing part of God. Glory to God. Every part of me bears fruits. My words, my thoughts, my ideas, I bear fruits. In all areas, in all ramifications, I bear fruit. Glory to God. Now, another thing, last thing, I told you three things to find out from God's word about finances. Three things to find out of God's word. Glory to God. Number three, God is more willing to provide for me than I'm more willing. God is more willing than I'm more willing. Number one is God is interested. Number two is God is glorified. Number three, God is more willing. God is more willing to bless me. God is more willing to get me blessed than I've even wanted to get blessed. God is more willing to provide for me than I even want that provision. God is even eager to get me blessed than I'm eager to get blessed. Third John has only one chapter, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I wish above all things. I said, God is willing. So God's will, God's desire above all things is that you may prosper. Above all things. You know what the Bible says? Above all things. That thou mayest prosper. That thou mayest prosper and be in health. So prosperity of the body, which is health, even as a soul prospereth of the soul. That thou mayest prosper financially, materially, physically, health-wise, and then also mentally. Your mind, your soul, even prospers. So prosperity is not limited to just money. Prosperity is all encompass, all around success. Success mentally, financially, glory to God. Health-wise, glory to God. Are you with me, church? All around success. Prosperity is total well-being. Are you hearing me? Prosperity is what? total well-being, not just well-being in health. Oh, I have good health. No. But total well-being that encompasses health, finances, and your mental health. Glory to God. Glory to God. So John here was speaking God's mind to God's children that he wants us to prosper and succeed. God is concerned about our total well-being of the spirit, of the body, of the soul. So don't get confused. Don't get it twisted. Settle it right now in your mind, in your heart, in your heart of heart, in the deepest part of your heart, that God and his will for you is all-round well-being, all-round prosperity of the soul, which is the mind, of the body, which is health, and also of finances. Glory to God. So God is more than willing to provide for your material needs. God is more than willing to provide for you financially. God is more than willing to get you a comfortable life than even what you desire for yourself. It is his desire, it is his interest to bring good things of this life to your possession. God is delighted when you have abundance and surplus. So three things to know, to settle in your heart about your finances from God's word, which I've shown you in the scripture. Number one, God is interested in your finances. Number two, God gets the glory in your finances, or when you are rich or when you are blessed. Number three, God is more willing to get you blessed than you are even willing to get blessed yourself. Glory to God. God is not happy when you're confused. God does not take pleasure when you are broke, battered, rejected, broken, poor. God has nothing to do with your poverty. God is glorified when you do fine. Your fruitfulness makes God happy. So discard any doctrine, any theology, any school of thought that tells you to embrace lack, embrace suffering as a way of God punishing you or training you. God does not train us with sickness. No. He was made a curse for us so that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Herein is my Father glorified when you bear fruit. When I bear fruit, the Father is happy. Say, God is happy when I expand. Come on. Say, God is happy. Come on, come on. Say, God is happy with me when I prosper. Say, God delights in my prosperity. God takes pleasure in my abundance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now we're going to go into the concluding part of this Bible study. And we're going to look at how to release the faith for finances or for financial supply. I told you that God told me several years ago that I can get blessed financially. He told me that I can receive my desire. And step by step, with time, over the years, I've seen how I've built my faith from the Word of God. Praise God. And I want to share with you those keys now, how to release your faith for financial supply. You don't want to miss this key point. And that's where I'm going right now. Number one way to release your faith for financial supply is see God as your total supply. See God as the source. Let me say it that way. See God as the source of your total supply. Recognize that God, know the God. Number one thing, know the God. Recognize that God is the source of your total supply. Not some of your supply. Not some part of your supply. But you're seeing that there's the monarch of the heaven and earth is the source by which you'll be blessed. It's a source by which you'll be prosperous. God is the source of my total supply. So my finances, my material supply, anyone that God will use for me will be from God. We come through God and we come by God. So I see that God is my source of total supply. In fact, it got to the point that I made it by confession that God is my source of total supply. God is my source of total supply. Men are channels. See, men are channels. You can't actually tell God who God to use. You can't tell God who God will use. No. Because the man that you're thinking that God will use might not even be the man that God will use. Men are channels, and God has a million and one way to bless you, to prosper you. You can't stick your head to a man or a woman or to a particular channel. Channels may dry. This channel that you're hiring, that you're expecting from, may dry. But your source can dry. Glory to God. Woo! My source can dry. So I see, I acknowledge that God is the source of my total supply. Total supply. So channels may dry, channels may change, but my God cannot change. It can dry. And it can switch the channel like you do on television screen. If you're not okay with this channel, you switch to the next channel. If you're not good, if you're bored with this channel, you switch. But you can't do with your source, which is the decoder that supplies the channel. The source of the channel is the decoder. If you don't recharge it on the decoder, you can't have channels. So the decoder is the main thing, not the channels. Because without a decoder, there can't be channels. So God is like the decoder that supplies the channels. So if one channel changes, another one will open up. Glory to God. Because God has the windows of heaven and the fountains of the deep. So the blessing can come either from heaven or from the fountains of the deep. Glory to God. Are you still here, church? So now, for example, now let me say with you. Many took their job as a source. So what they do is they put all their hope that this job is my source. Some put uncle, some put parents, some put siblings as their source. And so they're always expecting that, okay, I will live within the means of my salary. So they've limited their lives around what they receive every month. So salary is what they expect every month. So they've idolized their salary. So salary is their source. So they will do everything not to tamper with their job so that if they lose the job, the salary will go. So they've idolized the job because it gives them a particular amount of money at the end of the month. And you can actually make your salary your source. And if you live like that, you can live God's best for your life. Praise God. Even the boss that employs you, what if he sacks you? What if he tells you they have a business? What if pandemic happens and they have a shutdown? See, then is the help of any man outside God. Then is the help of any employee, or any employer rather, outside God. Then is the help of any employer, any connection. Then is the help of any man. Then is the help of any employer. Then is any help of every connection that you have outside God. Because your employer, your uncle, your parent, that man that you're expecting something from, that politician, they are just a channel. What God can even use the most unseemly channel to bless you, to come through and bless you and prosper you. So don't limit God. Don't limit God. Philippians 4:19. It says, my God shall supply all my needs. It didn't say this channel. No. Say my God. God can use a channel, but my source of blessing and prosperity is God. My God shall supply. So God is the source of my supply. Glory to God. God is the source of my total supply. He can use anybody, but if God has not opened up the supply, nobody will show up. Nobody will help. Nobody will choose to help. So my God shall supply all my needs because my God is the source of my total supply. My God shall supply all my needs because my God is the source of my total supply. And the word supply in that scripture, Philippians 4:19, is the word plero. The Greek word plero. Plero means to supply what is lacking. And actually, plero means surplus. So what God is doing, what God will do is to take you from just supplying your need, that particular need, to give you surplus. Because what brings prosperity and wealth is surplus, not just supply. A single supply can finish. But surplus and plenty, abundance can finish. Glory to God. And so when you choose to stick to a man, you can get a supply from a man. You can get a supply from that salary. But that supply will end at the end of every month. But when you get a surplus, it can end. And that's when God has become the source of your total supply. One supply, several supplies become a total supply. You get the analogy right now. Glory to God. So the next one, So release your faith, number one, by seeing God, acknowledging God as the source of your total supply. Number two, when you're asking God for financial blessing, favor, or financial help, be specific in your prayer. You know, as believers, we're so encumbered with a lot of things that we just want to say everything. We want to say everything during prayer. We want to just pour our hearts. Yes, it's good to pour your heart. It's good to say everything in prayer. But the prayer of faith has rules. In the prayer of faith, you must be specific. When you're praying welfare prayer, intercessory prayer, you can pray, you can pour your heart to God. But the prayer of faith has its own specific rules. And one of the rules of the prayer of faith is being specific. Jesus says in Mark 11, he says, our faith in God, 22 and 23, he says, verily say unto you, whosoever shall speak to this mountain. So you need to mention the specific mountain, this mountain. So it's vital that you ask God. And when you're asking God, be specific, because you're releasing your faith. Glory to God. In praying the prayer of faith, specificity is very important. So if you're praying for a car, be specific for that car. What brand of car? Glory to God. You say, God, I received my car. I received my car this year. What kind of car do you want? Glory to God. Foreign, used, brand new. Glory to God. So you have to be specific with your car. If you want God for a marriage, you get and receive a marriage. What are the details of your marriage? You want a husband, you want a wife. What are the details of that, of what you want? You want tall, dark, handsome, short, dwarf, giant? Glory to God. So be specific, because God is detailed too. God, look at how he made us. Look at the detail of our creation. He put eyes in the eye socket, shaped the nose, put the hole in the nostril, arrange the teeth, the dentition in the mouth, put the lips inside the mouth. The lips can roll on its own. Look at the detail of our creation. Look at the fingers. Look at the thumbprint, the fingerprint. Look at the lines on our finger. Look at how the nails come out of. You get the point. Look at how our ear grows. Look at how the stages of development and maturity in us. Look at the creation. Look at the detail. How God was specific. He was specific and detailed in our creation. So God is intelligent and detailed. We are praying to God, be detailed. Be detailed. For example, right now, I have a taste. I have a taste of a car. I have a taste of the kind of house I want to live in. I have a taste of the church auditorium I want to pastor. I can't just pick an auditorium and say because the auditorium is free or cheap. No, I don't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whether cheap or free. No. I love tastes. I want detail. I love being detailed. Excellence is a part of me. So we are praying to God for something. Be specific. Be specific. You want increase in sales. What is the number you want to do in sales? 5 million. Say, Father, increase my sales. Father, increase my sales. Father, increase my sales. What is the number you want to be doing in sales? $10 million? $5 million? Or $1,000? Or $200? Be specific when you are praying the prayer of faith. That's, as you're doing that, you are releasing your faith for supply. And so when you reach that benchmark, you're able to know that, okay, I've reached this benchmark, I've reached this crescendo, so I can move to the next level. So as a pastor right now, I trust the Lord, we are within the range of 60 and 70 as membership, so we want to get to 200. So what do? I don't just say, Father, bring souls. When I'm praying, I mention, we want to eat 200, we want to eat 200, we want to eat 200. So my plan, my aim is 200. So when we eat 200, we go to 400, 400 to 1,000, 1,000, you know, 2,000, 10,000. So be specific, because God is a God of order. Glory to God. So it goes along with, it goes right into your job, to your career. Be specific with what you want. So while praying that way, you'll be intelligent in praying, and be, your specificity will actually order your prayer right. You won't be praying amiss. You won't be praying and praying and praying vaguely. You're praying rightly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then third one, is maintain your confession. Maintain your confession. Glory to God. Maintain your confession. When you pray about something, when you release your faith about something, you ask God once. You ask God once, don't ask twice. The prayer of faith has a rule. Now we're talking about releasing your faith for finances. The prayer of faith has rules. When you are praying to God for something and you are being specific, then you ask God once. The next time you're asking God, you are giving him thanks that he has done it. That's how faith works. You don't pray on the same thing over and over and over again. When you pray on the same thing over and over again, you'll switch to intercessory prayer. Because you have to, in intercessory prayer, you pray over the same thing until God does it. But prayer of faith, once you ask God for something once, the next time you're asking him, you are thanking him that he has done what you ask him. That's keeping you in faith. By that, you are maintaining your confession. And so, thanking God that he has done what you already asked him to do, and also speaking out what you want to see. This time, you're not asking again. You are thanking him that he has done it, and you're speaking what you want to see. So now, the rest of the job after prayer lies with the confession. The rest of your assignment after prayer lies with your confession. So the third one is what? Maintain your confession. Maintain your confession. Give God thanks. Are you with me? By giving thanks, you keep showing faith, praise God, and you maintain. Even though you've not seen the number you want, even though you've not seen the car, you've not seen the marriage, you've not seen the numbers, the growth, you give God praise that he has done it, and you maintain your confession that he has done it. Glory to God. James 1 verse 6, Bible says, let him ask in faith. Are you hearing that? Nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. So when you ask in faith, don't waver. Don't today, I believe. Tomorrow, I don't even know whether God will do it or not. We believe in God for 100 souls in our church. Oh, I don't even know whether I will do it or not. Let's just go back to where we're coming from. If you want to stay in faith, stay in faith. Don't waver. Don't be tossed to and fro. Because such a man will not get anything from the Lord. Doubt is an enemy of faith. Doubt is an enemy of faith. So you don't come to doubt. This process, you're going to fight till you end. You're going to maintain your confession. It's a fight of faith. It's a fight of faith. And you've got to show some audacity. Audacity, like I said last week Sunday. Audacity of faith. No going back. Maintaining the confession even in the face of a staggered opposition. Glory to God. So the fourth one is pay attention to finance. Glory to God. Pay attention to finance. Now, one of the things the Lord told me is, like 4 years ago, he said, Ransom, pay attention to finance. Understand the spirituality and the science of money. Money is spiritual. Whatever you put your attention on is what becomes your thoughts. If you pay attention on pornography, you start, you start doing what you see. Whatever you put your attention on, whatever you subject your mind into, is what you get. So I begin to pay attention to finances. What is money? How does money work? So I look into the Word of God. I study Solomon's life. I look at what Jesus talked about money. Praise God. So there's a spirituality. There's a science of money. So you have to understand the spirituality and the science of money by paying attention to money. Whatever you pay attention to becomes your dominant thought. Glory to God. And this is not thinking about money or loving money or the love of money like the root of evil. No, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, pay attention to money to understand how money works. Because there's a way money works. There's a way money works. There's a way money flows. So I begin to learn about money, what money is, how to make money, how to manage money, and how to save money, how to invest money, and opportunities, the money that you can actually look for to make money. So you have to pay attention. If you don't pay attention, it's not just praying. We must know when to pray and when to stop praying. We must know many of the things that God will give to you in prayer is just ideas, not even the money in cash. If as a matter of fact, you might not even get the cash like that or any alert. It might just be God opening doors for you or giving you opportunity or giving you some ideas. So pay attention to finances. Ask questions. Money is spiritual. Ask questions. Be financial literate. Be a financial literate. Or, I'll pray now, be financially literate. Be financially literate. Be a financial literate. Are you with me? Like they tell you, be computer literate. You get the point. So no more of a computer. So everybody has to go for computer lesson, has to learn about a computer, buy a computer, computer class. So you, because you want to be computer compliant. So also be money compliant. Be have money, understand how money works. Understand money, money. Money is very spiritual. So understand the spirituality of money and the science of money. Make research. We live in the world of opportunity. We live in a world of opportunities. In fact, we are living in the best day right now in the world. Because our world today has so many opportunities. With so many ideas on the internet, investments, and a lot of them. So part of what God would do in answering your prayer is opening you up to opportunities. And you have to pay attention to that part of your life that you struggle with. When you struggle with something, it requires your attention. When you struggle with finances, it means pay attention to your finance. Pay attention to your finance. So pay attention to that part of your life that you struggle with. I know you pray, you confess the word of God, you've maintained your confession, God delights in your prosperity, He wants you blessed, but also there's a part of you that has to make research and go to an assignment to learn about how money works. So while praying, God will give you ideas and open you up to opportunities on how to get the blessing that comes. Glory to God. The next one, number five, position yourself for favor. Position yourself for favor. Many have missed their time of visitation. Many have missed their windows of opportunity. Many have missed their windows of opportunities because they are not rightly positioned. Positioning is very key in this kingdom. You can't run too fast, you can't run too slow. You must be at the center of God's will. You must learn how to understand the times and season. What times are we now? Position yourself for favor. And favor, yes, favor is not luck, it's not cheap. Favor will just rain down and fall like oranges. Favor comes to those who are positioned for it. Favor comes to those who are positioned for it. I know you are expectant of mercy, of favor, you are prepared, but also, when opportunity comes, what level of preparation does opportunity meet you? When opportunity comes, what level of preparation does opportunity meet you? Let me say it again. When opportunities of favor, of grace, of mercy comes, what level of preparation will that opportunity meet you? Are you always prepared? It could just be an answer to a question that will change your life. It could just be attending a conference or asking a question or just showing up at an event or dressing as a kind or packaging yourself or dressing in a kind of modest way that will change everything about you. Be prepared always for the opportunity that God is bringing your way. And so you won't miss your window of opportunity or your time of visitation. Many have missed their visitation time because they were not prepared. So be positioned rightly. Be positioned rightly. Be positioned rightly. Glory to God. Next one, check your association. All of these things will help you to release your faith for supply. Because there are things that God will do for you. There are things that you have to do for yourself. And one of them is right association. One of those things that you have to do for yourself is to choose the company that you belong to. Are you in the right company of people, friends? What do you feed on? Who speaks over your life? What do you hear? Where are you? Where are you always going? Where are you always showing up to? You see, our lives are measured in three things. The people that we accompany with, the books we have read, and the things we are exposed to. The books we have read, the things we are exposed to, and the people we accompany with. So who are the people that you call friends? Some of you, you know, some people actually what they have is just gossip. Anyone that is not added to your life should walk out. Be ejected from your life. If you're not adding values to me, I don't have time to be calling and be chatting on WhatsApp. You chat and chat. All you do is to chat and chat and chat and send emojis and be laughing today, tomorrow, 1 month, 3 months, 1 year. and you are growing old, not sin. Change your company of friends. Change your association. Change your association. The books that you read, the people that you move with, and the things you're exposed to will determine. Some people actually are blessed, not because they are born rich, not because they work, but because they are in the right company. I say this with all sense of responsibility. Some people are blessed, not because they are born rich, not because they work, but because they move with the right people. So when that person is blessed, they are blessed. I mean, God didn't have plan for Lot. Lot was not in God's agenda. God never appeared to Lot. But because Lot was following Abraham, as Abraham was blessed, Lot became blessed. As God was helping Abraham, God was helping Lot. Because Lot was following Abraham, because Lot was in good company. The Bible says when they told the apostles that they should not preach again in the name of Jesus, they beat them and they commanded them that they should not preach again in the name of Jesus. The Bible says they shake off their dust and they return back to the company. They went back to their own company. Who is your company? Where do you belong to? What is your circle? What is it made of? What clan? What part of people do you belong to? My life is ordered, very ordered. I don't let people choose me. I choose my friend. That's why I don't have any friends. Just 2, 3, 4, maximum of 5 friends I have in this world. Seriously. And we don't talk always. When we talk, things are battered. Things erupt. So you have to choose your friend. Choose your friend. Choose the people that brings value to your life. And not just them bringing value to your life. You too must have something to offer. What values are you offering within the circles of your friendship, your association? Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So check your association. If that company of friends, of people that you belong to do not help you, are not helping matters, check out, eject yourself or evict yourself. You are where you are today because of the words that were spoken over your life by some people that you belong to, or by the people you are exposed to, by the books you read, by the friends and company that you kept. So check your association. And with that, it will help you to release your faith. There are friends that when you see them, faith sparks up in you. There are people that when you meet them, faith is realized in you. There are people that when you see them, you are energized, you are motivated, you are inspired for great things. But there are some, once you see them, they will just shatter your faith, destroy, discourage you, distress you, depress you. And you say, you don't have business with those people. Check out and evict yourself. The last one. Trust God enough to meet all your needs. Don't today you're thinking that God will come through for you, God will help you, will supply your needs, and tomorrow, I don't even know, I'm not even sure. When you're trusting is total reliance. It's what? Total reliance that God is the source of my total supply and He's coming through for me, He's going to meet all my needs, He will supply all my needs, and I trust the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 4, 5 says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. When you trust the Lord, He will direct you to the right person, the right place to go, the right people to meet, the right connection that will give you mercy, favor, and grace. Connect you to the right people because you trust the Lord. He will direct your path because you do not lean on your own witty invention or your understanding, but you allow the Lord to direct you by trusting in Him. So, since you know that God will meet all your needs, stay on the Word of God. Don't allow unnecessary pressure because pressure can whoop you out of God's plan. Don't let anxiety set in. Don't let worry cripple your faith or paralyze your faith. Praise God. Refuse to be perturbed. Refuse to worry. Refuse to be anxious. Refuse to be depressed. Trust God. When you trust God, trust Him to the last degree. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's put a hold on today's Bible study right now, right here. I hope you're blessed already. Glory to God. If you're blessed, drop it right now in the live chat, in the comment section. Let me know. Let me know what you've got. Let me know what you've got. Let me know what you've got. Let me know what you've got this night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So This Sunday, we begin a new series. Glory to God. You don't want to miss church this Sunday. The venue is Radisson Blue. Radisson Blue, Ikeja, Lagos. So come. The time is 9 a.m. And one word from God will change your life forever. Glory to God. So I want to see you in church this Sunday with your family, friends, and loved ones. And let's get blessed together. Glory to God. Let's get stirred. Let's get inspired by the word of God. And let's fellowship again with one another. Bible says we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves like some do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you can give your offerings now. The details are on the screen. Praise God. You can give on the Naira account or give to the dollar account. The details are on the screen. You can get it right now. And give your partnership, give your seed, your tithe, your offerings, your love offerings. Give as you are led. Give how God has prospered you. Give big. Don't give small. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One word from God has changed your life already. And so give to honor that word. Praise God. Give to respond to that word that you received in my praise.
I hope you've been blessed by this teaching. And if you are hearing me right now, this is the time to make that decision. This is the time of your life to experience the change and live your life purposefully. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate. Jesus loves you and He wants to color your world with His grace. If you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life today, or you would like to rededicate your life, simply say after me, O Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my heart to be the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit, and according to Romans chapter 10 verse 9, that if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Therefore, I believe and I confess that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and I receive his lordship into my life. I declare that I am saved. I am born again. I am a child of God. I have Christ dwelling in me, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Henceforth, I walk in the consciousness of my new life in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am a brand new man. Now, if you are sick in your body, or you have a disease or pain or infirmity of any kind, or maybe you have someone who is sick, or perhaps you are facing a difficult challenge in your marriage, in your finances, in your health, in your family, or in business, lay your hands where that sickness is, or you put your hand on your head, and the power of God is going to break that yoke, heal that sickness, and change that difficult situation for good now. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I curse that pain now. I destroy that yoke now. I curse that sickness to leave your body and come back no more. I destroy that yoke that is ravaging your body, ravaging your home. The problem is solved and settled now. That breakthrough is yours now in the name of Jesus. That miracle belongs to you right now. Receive it now. You are free in your health. You are free in your business. You are free in your marriage. Hallelujah. You are free now. Receive it now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God. Thank God for that miracle right now. Go ahead and give Him praise, because you have it and it's yours. Glory be to God. Hello there. Do you want to grow spiritually? Do you want to discover, develop, and demonstrate God's purpose for your life? Do you want mentorship in the work of the ministry? Or you desire a platform where you can be equipped and discipled? Or you want counseling and prayer? Visit carrystribe.com. carrystribe.com. Till I come your way again next time, God has blessed you, and grace is multiplied unto you.